Welcome to today's edition of Working Week with me, David Elliott. This week, we're finding out how Northern Ireland companies can use satellites to boost their business and talk to a comedian about Twitter. But first, we couldn't ignore the latest report from Ulster Bank, which sounded the trumpet for economic revival once again. It said the order books of companies in Northern Ireland filled up at the fastest rate since the survey began in 2002. And it wasn't just the usual sectors which were benefiting, with the beleaguered construction market showing signs of recovery. Here's economist Richard Ramsey to tell us more.
Last month, local firms reported strong rates of growth in terms of business activity and also in terms of job creation, and this was evident across all sectors. Back in April, local firms reported the fastest rate of growth in business activity since the PMI survey began in August 2002. In May, it was the turn of the New Orders Index to record its record high, and new orders growth was evident again across all sectors. The latest survey was also littered with another series of record highs on a number of fronts. In terms of manufacturing sector, manufacturing employment was growing at its fastest rate since the survey began almost 12 years ago. But as far as breaking records is concerned, it was the construction sector which was the star performer during May, with the construction industry reporting record rates of growth in terms of business activity, new orders, and indeed in terms of job creation as well. However, it's important to bear in mind that the construction industry experienced record rates of decline during the downturn, so this recovery is basically coming off very low levels of activity.
From sky-high growth to space, that's the smooth segue into the man with one of the best titles in Northern Ireland. Robert Hill is director of the Northern Ireland Space Office and was speaking at a conference in the Ulster Museum this week on how companies here can take advantage of satellites. It might sound a little bit outlandish, but using sat-nav, satellite imagery and satellite communications can be a big boon for many industries, particularly here in Northern Ireland, as Robert explains.
Give us an example of how a company in Northern Ireland could take advantage of satellite services.
Well, most of us be aware of things like sat-nav, you know, in your car, it gets you from A to B and think, well, you know, that's fantastic. But there's a whole host of applications. You think of the emergency services. If you can get to an injured person quicker, you know, there's a chance you may be able to save lives, or you may be able to mitigate against them getting more seriously ill. If you look at our more elderly population, assisted living and independence in homes is very important. And there's now devices we're looking at that use satellite applications and ground beacons that actually can track. Now, I say track, you have to be very careful when you say that. People think of Big Brother. This is about helping the person that wants to have the independence at home. But, you know, we need to know if they've fallen over or if they've taken it, if it's Alzheimer's patients or dementia patients, if they have wandered off down the road and haven't let us know, we can create things what's known as a geofence. So this is like an invisible fence, a perimeter, that if they go outside, it actually contacts the next of kin or somebody within the emergency services and makes them aware, so they can interrupt or help that person. So it's that's just one or two examples of how we can use this technology.
That's it for this half of the show. I'll be back after the break to find out how to get the most from your Twitter account.